So we can see from that last song by Bhaktivinoda Thakur the kind of intense longing that he has, the desire, the greed, the yearning to develop the qualities necessary. And because the holy name comes of his own accord. Where is this song? Where is it? Okay. So, but when the holy name does descend, it's a cause for great celebration. We should always remember that Krishna is a person, and he can appear in his holy name, or he cannot appear, and it's by his mercy. It's not by our power that we make Krishna appear, by wonderful chanting that Krishna appears, but he appears by his mercy when he's pleased with his devotees. But when he appears, it's very wonderful. So there's a song about that, that Prabhupada sings this also, and it's very joyful. So I just wanted to conclude with this. Narada Muni Bhajai Veena. So Narada is such an exalted soul that when he plays this veena, the holy name descends. Not even chanting, just playing the veena and the holy name in person. The absolute truth appears. Radhika Ramana Name. So he appears in the midst of the kirtan. Again, we have our kirtan, but we know that sometimes Krishna appears there, isn't it? So sometimes Krishna appears there in the kirtan. So when he does, like a monsoon cloud, the holy name showers nectar in their ears. Amiyadhara, Harasegana. And then what happens? All the devotees, due to great ecstasy, repeatedly dance to their heart's content. Bhakata Jana, all the bhaktas, they all dance. Sagane Namche. Buryapanahiya. So it's compared to Madhuri Pura, or like an intoxicating beverage. Madhuri Pura Ashavapashi. All the people of the universe become maddened upon entering this intoxicating shower of nectar. Some people cry, some people dance, and others become fully intoxicated within their minds. Actually, Srila Prabhupada gives a little commentary on this verse, and he said, then there are others who are unable to dance publicly, dance within their minds. So then, Panchavada, this is like really just amazing. So then, this is Bhaktivinoda's vision. He sees, you know, Narada Muni is playing his veena, and the holy name is descending, and the whole universe is just becoming mad in this intoxicating shower. So then he sees Panchavadana, this five-faced one. Lord Shiva embraces Narada Muni, repeatedly making loud screams of ecstatic joy. Prema Sagana roll. It's just screeching in ecstasy. Kamalasana, this is Lord Brahma who sits on the Kamala Asana, the lotus asana, lotus seat. Nachya Bole, Bolo Bolo Hari Bol. And he says, please, all of you chant, Hari Bol, Hari Bol. Sahasranana Paramasukhi. So then the thousand-faced one, Anantashesh, chants Hari Hari, Boli Boli, Boli Gai, Hari Hari Boli Gai. And Nama Prabhave, by the power of the holy name, Matilo Vishva, the whole universe becomes maddened. This is definitely what the world needs now. Not a new iPod or anything. This is what we need. Nam Prabhavi, by the power of the universe, by the power of the holy name, the universe becomes intoxicated And everyone tastes nama rasa savipaya, and everyone tastes the mellows of the holy name. So this is Bhaktivinoda Thakur's vision, that he sees just the holy name descends, and everyone in the universe, from Lord Brahma, Lord Shiva, everyone just becomes ecstatic. Shri Krishna Nam Rasanispuri. Thakur Bhaktivinoda, the humble servant of the Lord, says, the holy name of Krishna has fulfilled all my desires by vibrating on everyone's tongue. Again, it's not by our power that the holy name vibrates, but it's the power of the holy name that vibrates on our tongue. It's the mercy of the holy name. Sri Rupa Pade, we heard this song by Rupa Goswami, this one earlier. So he prays at the feet of Rupa Goswami that the chanting of the holy name may always continue like this. Jai.